Yes, he deserved early on the enormous credit for being one of the first African leaders to recognize the threat and danger that HIV/AIDS represented. He was also recognized for allowing the Asians who had been expelled by Idi Amin to come back into Uganda. He also stabilized the country, integrating a number of guerrilla forces into his military. He started to embrace free market economic reforms that were being promoted at the time by the World Bank and the IMF. And he started on the path of a new constitution. So there was a recognizable progress that people could see and were optimistic about.
But in 2005 and 2006, he engineered a change in the constitutional mandate setting term limits. And just in 2017, the age limit for presidents, as outlined in the Constitution, was dispensed with. And there are other very worrying signs.
Yes, over the last four presidential elections, there has been a steady uptick in the level of conflict, the level of harassment around those contests. In the last two or three elections, the main presidential opposition candidate, Kisi Besigye, has been harassed, intimidated, and violently assaulted. And there appears to be greater level of pre-election harassment and intimidation than there has been in other elections. And certainly in mid-November of last year, some two dozen, three dozen people were killed in violence that erupted following Bobi Wine's arrest. And very regrettably, we've also seen a great deal of harassment against a number of the presidential candidates.
And there's been a huge government crackdown on the media, especially social media.
I am aware of the fact that the government has shut down social media. I think that probably the government is concerned about the ability of social media to be used to mobilize support for opposition candidates. I do note that before the government shut down social media, the social media companies had already started to take down a number of sites for sending out misinformation and false information.
Do you think that all these factors will fatally compromise the outcome of the election?
I'm not going to prejudge the outcome of the contest. I will say that it is important that there be election observation, and the most important election observers are domestic observers who represent non-governmental organizations, civil society, religious groups. And it is important that the media be able to see that the elections are both transparent and inclusive and are run with fairness and integrity. It's also extremely important that international organizations like the East African Community, the African Union, the Commonwealth, the European Union, the Carter Center be allowed to observe and monitor elections.
Any final words for us?
I hope that the country does come out of this. Uganda is a wonderful country with really great people, and I hope that we all get a chance to see what the people actually voted on and participated in.